you're visiting us, my name is Hilton Jordan, and I'm going to be reading from the Old Testament book of Isaiah. I do believe that you don't have the Bibles in your chairs, and that would be because of the wedding, so my apologies for that. But I will be reading to you from Isaiah chapter 61, verses 1 to 3. The Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is on me, because the Lord has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim freedom for the captives, and release from darkness for the prisoners, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor and the day of the vengeance of our God, to comfort all who mourn, and provide for those who grieve in Zion, to bestow on them a crown of beauty instead of ashes, the oil of joy instead of mourning, and a garment of praise instead of a spirit of despair. They will be called oaks of righteousness, a planting of the Lord for the display of his splendor. This is the word of the Lord. Let's pray. Loving Heavenly Father, we come to the Bible this morning, to Scripture, acknowledging that it is your word, that it is breathed out by your Spirit. And so, Heavenly Father, we pray that you would give us faith to trust your word and submission to your word, that we may glorify Jesus Christ. We ask this in his name. Amen. Well, as the year 2017 closes, we understandably look back on the past 12 months. For example, the BBC has released a list of entertainers who have died in the last 12 months, such as Sir Roger Moore, otherwise known as James Bond, Chuck Berry, Tom Petty, Glenn Campbell, Mary Tyler Moore, and Michael Bond, the creator of Paddington Bear. It's an upbeat subject, isn't it? People who have died in the past year. Well, the BBC has also published a list of photos that have defined 2017, and it included subjects such as the anti-Trump protesters, Kim Jong-un watching a missile launch, Black Lives Matter demonstrators, Rohingya people seeking refuge in Bangladesh, and Rose McGowan, who has accused Harvey Weinstein of rape. Not very upbeat, is it? Well, let's face it, the news is generally pretty depressing. And ABC is aware that headline news tends to relate to everything negative, and so they've actually tried to address this. The ABC News app has a menu which includes many of the typical options: top stories, local stories, world news, etc. But their app also has an additional option called Good News. We desperately need good news. According to the Global Wealth Report of the Credit Suisse Research Institute, per capita, Australians are the second wealthiest people in the world. The only nation that exceeds us is Switzerland. Yet according to the latest estimates by the World Health Organization, Australia is the nation with the second highest incidence of depression in the world. The only nation that exceeds us is the Ukraine. Australians need good news. And thankfully, in the book of the prophet Isaiah, God promises a spirit-anointed figure who announces the good news of the coming of God's favor and vengeance. Well, that might not quite be the good news that we expected. We might have had in mind good news such as an end to war, or an end to poverty, or an end to slavery, an end to cancer and HIV/AIDS, and so forth. And so how is the Spirit-anointed person's announcement good news? Well, in the book of Isaiah, written in the 8th century BC, it's not exactly clear who this figure is. It's not clear who this Spirit-anointed person is who gives this ministry of announcing good news to the poor. But thankfully, Jesus answers that question in Luke's Gospel in chapter 4, where we read, "Jesus went to Nazareth, where he had been brought up. And on the Sabbath day, he went into the synagogue, as was his custom. He stood up to read, and the scroll of the prophet Isaiah was handed to him. Unrolling it, he found the place where it is written, 'The Spirit of the Lord is on me, because he has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim freedom for the prisoners and recovery of sight for the blind, to set the oppressed free, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor.' Then Jesus rolled up the scroll, gave it back to the attendant, and sat down. The eyes of everyone in the synagogue were fastened on him. He began by saying to them, 'Today, this scripture is fulfilled in your hearing.'" What is Jesus saying? Well, Jesus is saying at least two things. First, Jesus is saying that he is the person whom God has given his Holy Spirit. He is the person God has given the ministry of announcing good news to the poor. And second, Jesus is saying that God's favor is not simply a future reality. It has come. Freedom for the prisoners has arrived. Sight for the blind has arrived. Liberation for the oppressed has arrived. Well, how can that be? There are still unjustly imprisoned people. Blindness has not been eradicated. And there are oppressed people today. So either Jesus has got it wrong, or we've misunderstood Jesus. And of course, it's the latter, isn't it? We need to understand Jesus properly if we're going to appreciate his good news. Now, in Luke's gospel, two major events have taken place just before Jesus revealed that he is God's Spirit-anointed preacher proclaiming good news to the poor. The first important event was Jesus' baptism, where the Holy Spirit came down on him, anointing him with God's Spirit. And the second important event was Jesus' temptation in the wilderness, where he remained faithful to God's mission by preaching and obeying God's word. And those two events prove that Jesus is who he claims to be. So, what exactly does Jesus mean when he says that he brings freedom for the prisoner, sight for the blind, and liberation for the oppressed? Well, Jesus is not speaking about physical realities. Jesus is preaching the release of spiritual captives, healing of the spiritually blind, and liberation of the spiritually oppressed. After preaching from Isaiah, Jesus proves that he has brought that release, healing, and liberation by doing exactly that, but doing it in a very visible way. Jesus heals a multitude of physical illnesses and disabilities, including blindness. And Jesus frees people from demonic possession simply by commanding the impure spirits. So, how is all of this good news for you and for me? Well, Jesus tells us by what he quotes from Isaiah and by what he does not quote. Jesus ends his quote in Luke chapter 4 at the words, "to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor." Jesus apparently purposefully leaves out the very next words from Isaiah, which are, "and the day of vengeance of our God." So Jesus' message is clear. God's favor has come now, and God's vengeance will come later. In other words, Jesus' good news is that now is the time of God's undeserved kindness, and in the future, God will avenge evil. That's really good news. It's really good news because we, human beings, are the source of evil in this world. We're the cause of all the injustice in this world. We're the perpetrators of oppression, aren't we? We're the ones who deserve God's vengeance. We're the ones who should suffer God's condemnation. But the good news is that God is graciously providing us with an escape from his justice. Jesus is telling us that one day God will bring justice. One day he will avenge the innocent. One day he will right all wrongs, but not now. Now God is showing us grace. Now God is giving us his free gift. Now God is presenting us his undeserved favor. God is giving us a window of opportunity, the year of the Lord's favor. In the Old Testament, the year of the Lord's favor was the year of Jubilee. It took place every 50 years. And in the year of Jubilee, the year of the Lord's favor, all debts were canceled. God is offering our debt to him to be canceled. God is offering us the free gift of pardon, the free gift of remission, the free gift of forgiveness. Well, I wonder if you've heard Jesus' good news before. And if you've heard it, I wonder if you've embraced it. And if you have embraced it, do you live in the light of this good news? If you've never heard Jesus' good news before, I pray that you'll give it some serious thought. I hope you'll investigate this good news and make sure you understand why it truly is good news. If you've never received Jesus' good news as your own, I pray that you'll do so, because you'll never hear better news. Never. But it'll only impact your life if you choose to accept it and put your trust in Jesus. And so, may I encourage you to take that step. Brother or sister, may I ask, if you are a Christian, are you living in the light of Jesus' good news? Are you living in the year of the Lord's favor? Not a literal year, of course, but a period of his favor. Are you living in that? Are you living under law or under grace? Are you trying to be a good Christian, or are you confessing that you are not and receiving God's forgiveness? If you're trying to earn God's favor by being a good Christian, you're not trusting in amazing grace. You're not trusting in amazing grace. If you're living in fear of God's disapproval, you're not living in the year of the Lord's favor. Brother or sister, if you're attempting to put God in your debt, you're only imprisoning yourself. The Lord's unmerited favor sets captives free. Ask Jesus to forgive your presumption and give you repentance. And brother or sister, if you're typically wondering when God's going to punish you for your sin, then you are living in darkness. The Lord's unearned favor heals the blind. Ask Jesus to open your eyes and help you turn from your sin, from your sinful thinking. The great message of Isaiah is that God knows that we are spiritually poor. God knows that we need good news. And Jesus has announced the only truly good news. He's announced the best news. Although God's vengeance is coming one day to put an end to all of the bad news, we can experience His favor, His grace, today, right now. That's good news. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we pray that if we've not heard this good news before, that we would indeed give it consideration, give it serious thought. If perhaps we have heard it before, but we've never embraced it as our own, help us, we pray, to do so, to believe this message and put our trust in Jesus. But Heavenly Father, as Christians, as brothers and sisters, we pray that you would help us to live in the year of the Lord's favor. Help us not to live under law, but under grace. Help us, we pray, not to try and earn your favor, but rather to confess our sin and gladly receive your forgiveness. Help us not to try and put you in our debt, but rather, Heavenly Father, to gladly and gratefully receive your gift of grace. Help us to remember, Heavenly Father, that if we are your children, you are not waiting to punish us. You are waiting instead to give us your good gifts. Help us, we pray, to believe this good news. In Jesus' name we ask.